SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Will Chicago be next? President Trump is talking about dispatching National Guard troops to the city to help police crack down on crime, the same strategy that's proven successful in Washington, D.C. So successful, in fact, that the president is declaring the capital city a crime-free zone.
Mr. Trump is applauding D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for cooperating with the administration and the federal crackdown on crime. He says it would be great if other crime-plagued cities followed D.C.'s lead, referring specifically to what he labels, quote, crime-drenched Baltimore and Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the holiday weekend.
And that's correspondent Ken Lorman. In Fort Pierce, Florida, trial preparations underway for Ryan Ruth. He's charged with trying to assassinate Mr. Trump on the golf course, the president's West Palm Beach Country Club, last year.
Ruth has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate, assaulting a federal officer, and several firearm violations. He faces additional state charges. Judge Aileen Cannon signed off on Ruth's request to represent himself at a pretrial conference. Prosecutors say Ruth plotted to kill Trump for weeks before he was spotted by a Secret Service agent aiming a rifle through the golf course shrubbery. The agent opened fire. Ruth dropped his weapon without firing and fled and was arrested not far away. In the early days of the war in Ukraine, he claims to have tried to volunteer to fight and recruit foreign soldiers, leaving messages that one Ukrainian military official described to CNN as delusional. I'm Jennifer King.
Two natural disasters claiming many lives overseas in eastern Afghanistan. The earthquake death toll exceeds 1,400. A landslide that wiped out an entire village in Darfur is blamed for roughly 1,000 deaths there. There was just one survivor. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 331 points. This is SRN News. A missionary is freed in Haiti.
Gina Herity, who is from Ireland, was kidnapped last month by members of the country's numerous criminal gangs who are always looking for ransom money. Now comes word that Herity has been released. She had been working at an orphanage near Port-au-Prince, and her abduction sparked international outrage. Many Christian missionaries work in Haiti, but the country has become increasingly lawless and dangerous in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new research based on data from the Centers for Disease Control, Americans ages 18 to 34 are significantly more likely to identify as transgender than those 65 and older, and those 18 to 24 are more likely to identify as transgender than those 35 to 64. About 1.3 million U.S. adults identify as transgender, along with another 725,000 teenagers. This is SRN News. Forecasters keeping a close eye on storms that have popped up in both the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Hurricane Kiko has formed in the eastern Pacific. The storm's more than 1,800 miles east of Hawaii, but moving slowly westward, packing winds of 75 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center forecasts that Kiko will strengthen over the next few days, but poses no immediate threat to land. Meteorologists are also keeping an eye on a system dubbed Tropical Depression 12E, with a high probability of becoming a tropical storm headed toward southwestern Mexico and Baja California Sur. And in the Atlantic, a disturbance near the Cabo Verde Islands headed west-northwest has a 60% chance of organizing into a tropical depression within a week. I'm Jennifer King.
San Antonio police say a man and a woman were found dead along a creek following heavy rains. Police Chief William McManus says it appears they were washed up with the water coming down the creek. He says they're investigating the circumstances. More details, SRNNews.com.